Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Friday today. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Daily Practice and welcome to our absolute final practice of this week. We have been doing some really precious and important work this week around figuring out how to take better care of ourselves. We have identified this one area of our well-being where we have been struggling lately, and we've done some really beautiful work around figuring out why that is. Today, since it's Friday and we always have an actionable practice on Fridays, I of course want you to anchor into a self-care practice in this one area of your life. So I want you to do something active to help improve the way you feel in this area of your well-being where you've been a little bit challenged lately. So if the area you've been working on this week has been moving your body, you've been struggling to get moving or finding a routine for your movement practice, then today I want you to move your body. If you've been struggling in the area of stress, you feel overwhelmed and stressed out all the time, today I want you to do something to help inspire you to relax. If you've been struggling with sleep, I want you to anchor into a practice before bed to hopefully help improve your quality of sleep, etc., etc. Okay, so you're going to find a practice that really aligns with everything that we've been talking about this week and what you have been working on in your life. And what I want you to do specifically is find a way to practice self-care in this area that doesn't feel like pressure. I want you to take some of the pressure off. I want you to sort of get out of your head a little bit and get rid of this idea that it's all or nothing, that it's either committing to a really serious regimen and doing everything exactly the right way, or it doesn't count at all. I want you to do something soft and gentle and kind for yourself today.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Take a moment to tune into your body right here, right now, and tune into this area of your well-being that you've been working on this week, whether it's your diet or your movement or your sleep or how you're nourishing your body or your mental health, whatever it is, tune into that area of your well-being right here, right now. And if you get really honest with yourself, how are you doing today? How are you feeling in this moment? We've done a lot of work around untangling why things are the way they are. So if you just drop into the present moment and feel into your body right now, what is actually moving inside? How are you really? And take a few breaths there as you just allow yourself to get really honest and really truthful, feeling for the answer to this question of just how you're doing. And take a few deeper breaths, just softening your shoulders a little bit, soften the face. Now I want you to, from a place of feeling in your body, so from a place of presence right here, I want you to intuitively find a practice you can anchor into today to help you feel better. I want you to intuitively find a practice or something you can do or a place you can go to help improve this very important area of your life. So if the area you've been working on this week is moving your body, I want you to get really, really, really present in your body and ask your body, how can we move today in a way that feels good. So not how can I kick my own ass today, not how can I push myself even harder today, but how can I move in a way that intuitively aligns? How can I move in a way that my body is actually asking me to move? If you've been working around your nourishment or the food you eat or your diet, ask your body, how can I nourish myself today? What is my body asking from me in terms of nourishment? What could that look like in a practice or in a doing today? Spend some time here getting really quiet, just tuning into the breath, focusing on this one area of your well-being where you very clearly have a lot of motivation to actually change something. You want to feel better. You want to eat better. You want to sleep better. You want to move better. You want to listen to your body and give your body what it needs. And there is a higher wisdom here inside of you that already knows what it is that could actually fill your cup today. And it might not be the same thing as yesterday. It might not be the same tomorrow, but it's really particular for how you are feeling today. A practice for you to feel better in this area of your life. What is it? And once you arrive at something that feels like clarity, of course, the single most important thing of this practice is that you actually give yourself the space to do it. Okay. So whether that is going to bed an hour earlier tonight or doing a yoga nidra or a meditation before bed to help you unwind or cooking up a really nourishing, delicious meal or moving your body in a way that feels fun and exciting or making an appointment with your therapist, whatever the self-care practice is that you intuitively have chosen in this moment, make sure you do it. Gift yourself this very important gift and take some of the pressure off. Doesn't have to be perfect. Doesn't have to be everything or nothing. Start today and start with this one practice to help improve how you feel. I hope this week has been really worthwhile and valuable for you. It really has been for me. I feel like I arrived at a lot of new clarity in my life. Remember, you can always return to these practices. If you feel like you're really close to a breakthrough or a big realization, come back to these practices, start on Monday, cycle through them again, and go a little bit deeper. Now, have a beautiful, beautiful weekend. Take good care of yourself, and I'll be back with a new topic on Monday.